Testing.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Mark Brody. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Brody.
Gracious and sovereign Lord, as your servants and servants of the people who have sent us here, we humbly ask you to keep us faithful to the solemn office with which you have charged us. We are a diverse people, not only of race, creed, and national origin, but also of political thought. Give us counsel and aid as we do our work, that we may continue to preserve the integrity and honor of our state, protect our neighbors' best interests, and uphold the sanctity of life that you have given us. Grant us firmness to maintain and promote law and justice, and determination to strive for the betterment of our citizens. Give us wisdom in the hours of decision, that we may speak and decide matters in a unity, the spirit of unity and bond of peace. Lord God, our great nation is faced with political and social unrest. Our enemies are getting bolder and approaching our gates, and we are faced with domestic issues that will sometimes require unpopular decisions. Instill in our hearts and minds your words. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments and walk in his ways, the Lord will set you high above the nations of the earth. He will make us abound in prosperity and bless the work of our hands. Give us wisdom to our leaders, guidance to the people who support our efforts, and a quiet heart and mind to hear your words. In this building of the People's Legislature, I ask that these United States be blessed according to their faithfulness, and that North Carolina, being among, one among many, be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 10th has been examined and found to be correct. I move it as stand approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for June 10th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The following clerk reports the following bills duly ratified in presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 60, an act to provide that the non-expiring permanent civil non-contact order may be issued against a sex offender on behalf of the crime victim to establish the procedure for obtaining such an order, to clarify enhanced penalties for violations of protective orders, and to allow extension of orders entered in street gang nuances abatement cases after a court hearing. Senate Bill 83, an act to amend the criminal law concerning the filing of recording of false liens and embraces known as having reasons to know that the lien of encumbrance is false and contains materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statements or reinstatement. Senate Bill 99, an act to establish a definition of firefighter for purposes of local firefighters relief fund, the statewide firefighters relief fund, the state fire protection grant fund, volunteer safety workers assistance, and rescue squad workers relief fund, to amend the process of filing certified rosters with the North Carolina State Firemen's Association and the North Carolina Association of Rescue and Emergency Medical Services Incorporated, to amend the rescue squad workers relief fund, to amend the law enforcement officers, firemen's rescue squad workers, and civil air patrol members death benefit act, and to specify local government authority as it pertains to a fire department board of participation in the local government employees retirement system. Senate Bill 161, an act to amend the law governing sessions of the Supreme Court to authorize sessions to be held in Morganton. House Bill 16, an act to repeal outdated and unnecessary insurance reporting requirements as recommended by the Department of Insurance. House Bill 511, an act to make various statutory changes related to credit unions. And the following bill is in resolution due to ratify, properly enrolled, and prepare for presentation to the Office of Secretary of State. Senate Bill 77, an act to increase the monthly pension benefit paid by members of the Wilkes-Barre Fireman's Supplemental Pension Fund. House Joint Resolution 670, a joint resolution honoring the life and memory of Dean Edward Smith, legendary men's basketball coach of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Chapter bills will be noted. Calendar, Senate Bill 2, Corporal Reed.
Senator Berger, Senate Bill 2, a bill to be entitled an act to allow magistrates, assistant register of deeds, and deputy register of deeds to recuse themselves from performing duties related to marriage ceremonies due to sincerely held religious objections. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Wake, Representative Stam, is recognized for a motion. The House will come to order.
Mr. Speaker, I move for passage of Senate Bill 2, notwithstanding the objection of the governor. Would ask to be recognized for just a minute.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, we've debated this extensively. I've read the governor's veto message. I've pointed out to many people that it involves a logical fallacy, but the reason we need to pass this is to accommodate our public servants in accordance with the law.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
A motion.
The gentleman may state his motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the previous question.
The gentleman from Harnett has moved the previous question. Those in favor of the previous question will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 68 having voted in the affirmative, 42 in the negative. The motion of previous question is passed. Pursuant to the rules, the House Minority Leader is given 3 minutes for a summation on the bill. The gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, is recognized. The gentleman's light is not on. Does the gentleman wish to use his 3 minutes?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and fellow members, as we know, this matter's been parked in the veto garage for a while. The manner in which we now bring it to the floor, I would not call it ambush legislation, but certainly the rules provide that we can do it this way. Sometimes we don't do things the way we do them because we need to, but because we can. I heard comments that this bill was vetoed by the governor for the wrong reason. The right reason the governor vetoed this bill was because it would sanction state employees being released from their sworn duty to the citizens of the state of North Carolina. The right reason this bill should have been vetoed and was vetoed, should have never been passed, is because it creates second-class citizens with the sanction of the government, which we should not be doing. The right reason this bill should have been vetoed by the governor, and it was, and should have never been passed by this House, is because we should not be in the business of sanctioning people lying to the government and to the citizens of the state by taking a sacred oath and then willy-nilly at their convenience deciding they will not uphold that oath to the citizens of North Carolina, while at the same time taking their precious hard-earned dollars that they pay in taxes to ensure that we all receive the services that we have decided should be provided to us as citizens. So I'd ask that you uphold the governor's veto, not just because this is the wrong way to do this, but uphold his veto because we owe more to the citizens of North Carolina, we owe more to the taxpayers, and we also owe more to the value of an oath given by citizens to the state and to the people of North Carolina. I hope you'll uphold the meaning of your oath and vote to support the governor's veto. Thank you.
The question before the House is the passage of the motion to override Senate Bill 2. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 69 having voted in the affirmative and 41 in the negative. The motion does pass by the required 3/5 vote. Senate Bill 2, having been overridden, becomes law. House Bill 526, the clerk will read.
526.
Representative Burr, House Bill 526, the bill to be entitled an act to remove certain described property from the corporate limits of the town of Norwood, General Assembly of North Carolina, annexed.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Johnson, Representative Daughtry, rise? Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 526 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Daughtry, does the gentleman wish to record on this vote? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 91 having voted in the affirmative and 17 the negative. House Bill 526 is adopted and will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 596, the clerk will read.
Senators Curry, Newton, and Wade, Senate Bill 596, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify existing law regarding enforcement of foreign country judgments, General Assembly of North Carolina, annexed.
Gentleman from Johnson, Representative Daughtry, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill provides that the recognition of a judgment that is based on a foreign statute or rule of law, which as applied by the foreign court, would have been contrary to either the United States Constitution or our Constitution, the Constitution of North Carolina, must be denied unless the recognition is reasonable under circumstances. This is an important bill. It simply prevents someone from a foreign country coming in, suing a North Carolina corporation when it violates our Constitution and tries to collect. Hope you'll vote for the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 596 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 86 having voted in the affirmative and 21 in the negative. Senate Bill 596 passes its second reading and will without objection.
Objection.
Having been objected to, the bill remains on the calendar. Senate Bill 716, the clerk will read.
Senator Apodaca, Senate Bill 716, a bill to be entitled an act to direct North Carolina Utilities Commission to render an expedited decision under certain conditions on the application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity for an applicant to construct a generating facility that uses natural gas as the primary fuel and modify certain requirements under the Coal Ash Management Act of 2014 for coal ash surface impoundments located in sites in which all coal-fired generation units present those sites are permanently ceased operation by January 31st, 2020. General Assembly of North Carolina, acts.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
To speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, colleagues, this is a bill to facilitate the conversion of a coal-fired power plant in South Buncombe County to natural gas. This was actually a plant that was designated, and the coal ash pits that are accompanying it as one of the high priority sites in the Coal Ash Management Act that we passed a year ago. That's why the legislation is coming forward. Normally the Utility Commission could take up the conversion on its own. But what's being proposed here, this is one of the few plants that is producing wet coal ash. And under the bill, it would be required to move to dry coal ash, and then the coal ash pit or pond would be cleaned up or moved on a expedited procedure. What this bill does is allows the conversion to natural gas rather than a conversion from wet coal ash to dry coal ash. It will save the taxpayers or the users of the electricity a lot of money because you're not having to do something that you're immediately going to change. It will result in environmental benefits. To my knowledge, there is nobody, no group that opposes the bill. Everybody from Duke Energy, who has put it forward, to the environmental community, agrees that this is a very good thing. The only difference between the Senate bill and the House bill is in the House, we added a public notice provision and we added a public hearing provision. They're both expedited within the timetable that is set forth here. We're trying to, you know, hit that sweet spot where we get the coal ash pond cleaned up as quickly as possible, but at the same time, give Duke enough time to make the conversion. This, I should add, has been made possible in part because of the new natural gas line in the east. That is freeing up natural gas availability in the west. And so in this case, this plant will actually, rather than us in the west needing to import power, once this new plant is up, we should be producing more than enough power for the needs of Western North Carolina. So I ask for your approval of the bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise
to speak on the bill?
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, I want to thank Representative McGrady for helping usher this bill through the process. This power plant that is slated to be decommissioned and built anew with natural gas is in my district, and this is very important for the people of my community. They've had to live under the shadow of this coal plant for far too long, and this will go a long way toward cleaner air, good, consistent, reliable, and cheap power for our region. And so I encourage everybody here to please support this legislation.
For what purpose does the lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Does the gentleman from Henderson yield to the lady from Yancey?
I yield.
He yields.
If I'm not mistaken, it's because of passing House Bill 1224 last session that this gas line is going to hook up to the right just past Evergreen. Is that right?
I believe that's so, but you got me there. I don't remember the House bills involved, but it also relates, though, to the bill that provided for the extension of the gas line in eastern part of the state, which in turn is making up, providing us more availability in your district and in mine. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak on the bill.
The lady from Yancey is recognized to debate the bill.
Having spoken with Senator Apodaca, I do know that it's because of House Bill 1224 that we passed last year that they can hook up to the natural gas that we got to go to Evergreen. Now, thank you very much, and please support this bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Transylvania, Representative Whitmire, rise?
Briefly speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
House members, the points that have been made so far are very valid. It also addresses a situation where the capacity to supply power in that area is approaching where it needs to be augmented further. So I ask for your support. Vote green on the bill.
For what purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To speak on the debate the bill.
The lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I have to say that I appreciate the efforts of my colleague across the aisle, Representative McGrady, for getting the public hearing added to this legislation because of the fast track that this bill is on. It's an effort that has been a combined effort from a lot of folks from not only Representative Turner's district, my district, I think all of Asheville and Buncombe and some of Henderson even have been working on this for quite a while. And this is a really good effort. I think it speaks well about the future of the environment in our part of the state. So I appreciate your support of this legislation. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is passage of Senate Bill 716 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 107, having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative, Senate Bill 716 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
Jefferson, North Carolina, enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 716 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 716 passes its third reading, but will be returned to the Senate. For what purpose does the gentleman from, actually just a moment, the chair skipped over House Bill 426, noting that Representative Ray had an excused absence. I believe this bill had third reading. The chair would intend to proceed with the bill unless there's any members who plan to debate against the bill or anything. For what purpose does the gentleman from Dublin, Representative Dixon, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I was in the chamber and wished to be voted, counted as voting aye on 526.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on House Bill 526. House Bill 426, the clerk will read.
Representative Ray, House Bill 426, a bill to be entitled an act to remove certain described property from the corporate limits of the town of Weldon, General Assembly, North Carolina, enacts.
And Madam Clerk, the chair would direct that Senate Bill 716 be sent to the Senate by a special messenger. Further discussion, further debate on House Bill 426? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 426 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative and 6 in the negative. House Bill 426 passes its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 495, OSHR Modernization Technical Changes.
Calendar. And members, this is a message from the Senate. This is a House bill that's already passed the House. The chair would intend to add this to today's calendar. I understand it's a motion to concur. Is there objection to this bill being added to today's calendar? It's the title is OSHR Modernization Technical Changes. Does the gentleman from Nash, does he want to do it today, or would he prefer to do it next week?
Mr. Speaker, I'm still trying to figure out exactly how the Senate changed this bill, so I'd prefer to do it.
We'll calendar for Tuesday. Representatives Davis and Stevens are recognized. Send forth the committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Davis and Stevens, Judiciary 3 Committee Report, Senate Bill 423, Foster Care Family Act, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, and re-referred to insurance.
Senate Committee Substitute Number 2 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute, Calendar 36B, the referral to insurance is stricken.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Inskeep, rise?
I'd like to be recorded as yes on 426.
The lady will be recorded as having voted yes on aye on 426. Representatives Davis and Stevens are recognized and forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Davis and Stevens, Judiciary 3 Committee Report, Senate Bill 578, Transition Certain Abuse Investigations, favorable.
Calendar. What purpose did the gentleman from Durham, for what purpose did the, does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
To change my vote on Senate Bill 2.
How would the gentleman like to be recorded?
No.
The gentleman will let the chair just check the vote total, please.
The gentleman voted no. But if
the
gentleman would like to change the yes.
Would it be possible to be reflected as voting no twice?
The gentleman can certainly say that.
Mr. Speaker, I do have an ID.
Ms. Speaker, for what purpose does the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Hager, rise?
Let the minority leader know that voting no twice wouldn't matter with the results.
Okay. Notices and announcements.
And actually, before we do that, I do want to, we do need to recognize our pages. Pages, please come forward. While they're coming forward, for what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise? Representative Pittman, for what purpose did the gentleman rise?
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, I was talking to Representative Ford. Just want to remind Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs that we do have a meeting 15 minutes after session. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Carville from National Guard is waiting to make a presentation to us. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Occupancy Tax Subcommittee will meet on this coming Monday at 4:30 p.m. in room 544. We will be hearing Senate Bill 140 and House Bill 490. Thank you.
Pages, we have a couple of announcements, but I wanted to take some time. Pages, wanted to thank you all for being here this week. We hope you've had an enjoyable time, that you've enjoyed the kickoff to summer, you've made some friends, and had an opportunity to see your government at work. But ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking you for your service this week. You may return to your post. For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
Announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and House Democrats will caucus outside the press room immediately after session.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Brockman, rise?
For a moment of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor for a point of personal privilege.
I just personally would like to apologize to all the lesbian and gay couples in North Carolina for the action.
The gentleman is out of order. The gentleman is out of order and will have a seat.
Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Haywood, Representative Queen, rise?
I want to invite you to Maggie Valley to hear some more of Balsam Range if you have it in your blood. I hope everybody got their CD. Again, those were given by the band yesterday. I got the pleasure of giving them to you. A real treasure of North Carolina. And you can come up on June 20th and 21st. A Saturday and Sunday, and have a wonderful bluegrass festival. It's called the Plot Hound Festival, and we celebrate North Carolina's Plot Hound, which originated in Haywood County right under Plot Balsams, and listen to Balsam Range while you're up there. So I hope you can put that on your calendar, June 20th and 21st. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The House Pensions Retirement Committee will meet next Tuesday, the 16th at 10 a.m. We'll be taking up Senate Bill 455.
Further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, subject to the re-referral of bills and resolutions, receipt of messages from the Senate, receipt of committee reports, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Monday, June 15th at 7 o'clock p.m.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Linda Johnson, that subject to re-referral of bills and resolutions, committee reports, and was it messages from the Senate as well? And messages from the Senate, that the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 15th at 7 p.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
A motion of Representative Lewis, Senate Bill 400, School Access for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and referred to the Committee on Education, K-12. A motion of Representative Lewis, Senate Bill 652, Prohibit Rehoming of Adopted Minor Child, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and referred to the Committee on Judiciary 3. Representatives Brawley, Sain, Hastings, Susan Martin, Setzer, and Zoka recognized and forth committee report from Committee on Finance. House Bill 247, Hoke County Local Option Sales Tax, favorable report, calendar. House Bill 386, Hope Mills, Spring Lake Satellite Annexations, favorable, calendar. House Bill 411, Town of Anger De-Annexation, favorable, calendar. Senate Bill 141, Waynesville Annexation Referendum, favorable, calendar. Senate Bill 218, Franklin Archdale Satellite Annexation, favorable, calendar. Senate Bill 256, Durham Voluntary Annexations, Adjacent Streets, favorable, calendar. Senate Bill 682, Modify Sunset Contingent Audits, favorable, calendar. House Bill 131, Town of Maggie Valley De-Annexation, favorable as committee substitute, unfavorable as to the original bill. Committee substitute is calendar, the original bill, unfavorable calendar. House Bill 412, City of Dunn Annexation, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable as the original bill. Committee substitute bill, calendar, original bill, unfavorable calendar. A motion of Representative Lewis, Senate Bill 374, Modify For-Hire License Logbook Requirement, as withdrawn from Calendar 36B and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.